Welcome to this edition of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce Member Success Stories. My name is Tom Cooper, and with this edition, we're starting something new. This is the first in a series of interviews with members of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. We're taking a little time to get to know a member and to learn how the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce has helped them with their business. Today, I'm sitting down with Chamber member Gerald Melberg, as well as Donna Bixler of the Charlotte Chamber. Gerald is the founder of the Gerald Melberg Gallery, and this year, Gerald is celebrating the 30th anniversary of the gallery. We sat down to talk about his success story here in Charlotte and how the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce was a part even at the start of the gallery, as well as how the Chamber supports and encourages growth of his gallery today. To kick things off, Gerald talked about what drives him in his work.
From the book, What is Art? The only answer to the question, what is art, is that art, whatever its definition, is an inexhaustible enrichment of life. And that's really my creed. This is not a hobby for me. This is not something I do to earn a living. It's an inexhaustible enrichment of life.
How did you happen to pick the Chamber of Commerce to point you in the right direction?
I think the answer to that is I just knew I should.
So I literally walked into the chamber one day and up to the lady at the desk and said, I'm thinking of starting a small business. Can you help me? She said, of course. And she gave me a bunch of pamphlets and said, there's a rack over there. Go look over there as well. So I left with a half a dozen or eight books that are still in my file somewhere today.
Wow. Archives.
Archives. About how to start a small business, how to write a business plan, how to raise venture capital. I sat down. I read them all very thoroughly. I was starting a small retail business.
Right.
And those booklets were enormously helpful to me. I followed them. I wrote a business plan, took this business plan and this financial plan, and I made appointments with people I knew in this community. Went to people's homes, 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night, whatever. I presented my plan. I presented what I wanted to do. I presented my list of prospective artists to start with. And I had some people say, Gerald, I wish you well. It's not for me. And a year later told me they thought I was out of my mind. And I asked everybody for $20,000. So it was time to fish a cut bait, and I raised $87,000. So we found the space, moved into that building on 7th Street, built out the space, got the artist, shipped in the art, got ready, had an opening party. We actually incorporated in November of 83, opened the doors in mid-January of 84. I ended up not taking a second or third payment from anyone. And within 9 months, I bought everybody out at $14 a share.
That's fantastic.
Wow, Jim.
That's how I opened this gallery.
So 40% return on investment.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the things that I've heard you talk about has been relationships and the relationships you've built.
This whole business is relationships. That's all it is. It's relationships. Mm-hmm. If I don't have trust, I have nothing. This business is about trust. It's about relationships and trust.
Absolutely.
More than it's about the object.
Yes, that's true.
I tell my collectors all the time, you're not buying this painting. You're not buying this watercolor. You are simply paying for the privilege of being its temporary caretaker.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I saw that quote from you, and I love that. I think it really does frame the relationship differently. It's not about acquisition and about control. It's about, this is a duty, a trust that we're entrusting to you.
I didn't stay overly connected with the chamber until about 18 months or 2 years ago when I started getting back in.
Why'd you come back?
Because I knew that I had to.
And why?
I finally decided, Tom, that I needed to do something. I felt that I had let myself get a little too far away from my own city and spending a little too much time on the national. So I sat down with my staff and I said, we've got to come up with ways that we can reconnect with our own community.
After this great start, Gerald got busy running the gallery and fell away from the chamber for a long time. In fact, he told me that even as a successful businessman, sometimes he found the chamber to be intimidating.
I truly felt intimidated by the people in that room.
Now, I bet you that's a common thing. I bet you that's a common thing. So
I think it is.
I felt intimidated by the chamber. I felt that the chamber was not interested in small businessmen. And that there were times I would go to these lunches or these quarterly meetings, and I'd get to the door and leave because I could see all these people in there, and I was intimidated. Me, so Mr. Gregarious.
Why'd you come back?
I finally decided, Tom, that I needed to do something. So I just called up, and I said, I want lunch with Bob Morgan. And okay. I got lunch with Bob Morgan. And I told him how I felt.
And he said, well, we're going to get you over that right now.
He put me in touch with a couple of people.
So you sat down with Bob, and he started to get you connected with some folks in the chamber.
Yes.
And then what?
Well, then I started seeing Donna more often.
Well, and we connected, and I just loved, you know, your stories, experience, art, the gallery, and then we brainstormed on ways that made sense.
Exactly.
To take part that would be available and receptive.
Okay, so then what were a couple of things that you did?
Started attending the luncheons more often.
South Park lunches, the chapter lunch.
Chapter lunch. Started going to the quarterlies.
Yeah.
Meeting more people.
That's the board level, quarterly meeting. Those are two big new things.
Yes.
So, all right, so tell me about your luncheon experience. How have you benefited from being a part of the chapter?
Well, I think everyone else there benefits more from my presence.
Absolutely. That goes without saying. Cheryl, that goes without saying. I mean, come on.
There's art out and beautiful books. I mean, I was like, look, we've upgraded. Look what's here.
You've got to understand I have a weird sense.
Enhanced us.
I think it's just that general community awareness.
Thinking about the engagement you've had with the local chapter, what's a story you could tell about somebody you connected with, a relationship you built, some opportunities you came across you might not have had otherwise?
You know, it's sort of just, often it's just reconnecting. Oh, Gerald, hi, I'm delighted to see you. You know, I've been meaning to come over. And I'll say, well, how about Thursday at 5? Well, have a glass of wine. I can do that. This is a relationship business. It's all about meeting people. It's about introductions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the chamber does. It introduces you.
So the chamber provides a framework for you to connect with others.
Yes.
But I heard you say something important. You took initiative.
I did. Nobody from the chamber called me and said, Gerald, I hear you're opening a small business. Do you want to come down and get some pamphlets?
Right.
You know, I've always been one to take initiative.
This topic of initiative is not a new one for Gerald. One of the stories he shared before we started the interview was that he was the little boy in the neighborhood who coordinated the backyard zoo. He would find some crickets or other noteworthy creatures, assemble them in a display, and then charge his mom and dad 25 cents to see the show. That tendency to take initiative has paid off for him over the years. Let's jump back in the interview now and hear more from Gerald about that. I think hearing you talk about that initiative idea of how do you get people engaged, whether it's inviting your parents to come see the backyard circus, or if it's inviting somebody to come have a glass of wine at the gallery to be able to see the pieces that are here. And I think that there are an awful lot of folks that may join the chamber with an expectation that magically they're going to get more business.
No, absolutely not.
Right. So
you've got to go out and get it. You know, and there are probably, I don't know, Donna, you could answer this better than I could, but I would think there are certain types of businesses that are going to be more likely to get business out of the chamber than others.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know,
most from restaurants,
most everybody's going to buy a widget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not most everybody's going to buy a painting for $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you said that when you talked to Bob, he said, we're going to get you over this intimidation factor. What
yes.
did he do or say to help you?
Introduced me to a few people.
Okay.
Made sure that I attended the next board of advisors. And made sure he personally introduced me to some people and got me started. And had a couple other people introduce me to some others. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
now I go routinely. If I'm in town, I'm there. Mm-hmm. And I walk up and introduce myself to people.
So if Bob hadn't done that, what do you think would have happened with your engagement, your connection?
That's a very good question. you know, I guess as, here I go again, I guess as long as I would have had Don at my side, I would have been fine. No, and I mean that, you know,
no,
exactly.
No, we were going on that path anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, you need
And you
to
know what I mean by saying that,
yes,
is that...
Absolutely, we would have, yeah.
She would have been introducing me to Bob.
Right, because that's her way. She's going to, and Donna's great about that. I mean, she's great with working with me about helping me get connected with folks when she sees me at an event, too. So
right,
I appreciate that.
Right.
How do you know it's working?
I guess I can answer that in three or four directions, Tom. It's working because we're still here 30 years.
30th anniversary celebration.
It's working because I may have a conversation with someone at an art fair in Chicago in September. And nothing comes of it. And then the same person, because these people that are interested travel. Then I see the same person at an art fair in Houston. Gerald, glad to see you again. Blah, blah, blah. We chat a second time.
Right.
And then 5 months after that, I get an email. You know that piece you had in Houston? They'll say, they'll remind me. We met in Chicago and then we met again in Houston. And you remember that? Do you still have that? It's cumulative. All of these things are cumulative. And I think it's cumulative with the chamber that this is, I meet people, I meet them again, they meet me, they introduce me to somebody else. And maybe that's the person that introduces me to a third person that leads to something.
When you do a sponsorship at a luncheon, what does that look like? What's your goal? And then what specifically do you do?
My goal is to just make more people aware of who we are and what we do. Get them interested in coming by, becoming more aware of art, that it's not scary.
So when you go to sponsor, do you just set up a table? Do you have
Yeah, we set up a table.
Do you bring
and I think, are we on the list to be a big sponsor?
They bring art.
Okay, that's what
we
I'm trying to get at.
We bring pieces of art.
Yeah.
And we hand out past catalogs of our exhibitions. I think it is setting oneself apart, making people understand why you are different from other businesses similar to yours in the same community. And I think we are different. For a lot of the reasons I've stated, the type of art we show, the quality of art, the internationalism of what we do, the fact that we represent what are acknowledged to be some of the finest artists America's produced in the last 60 years, all that's important.
If you were at a chamber event and somebody came up to you and said, Gerald, so great to meet you. You know, I'm really getting ready to start a business that I recognize is not a widget business, and I need some wisdom from you about how can I get started or what could I do? And is there any way that even being a part of the chamber would make a difference for me? How would you kind of answer that question?
I would answer that question by saying, go to the chamber. Talk to someone. Get some advice. Get some pamphlets. Get some how-tos. Then sit down and put your thoughts in writing. Make a business plan. I still refer to that business plan I wrote 30 years ago.
Really?
Interesting.
I still do.
Wow.
The other thing I refer to all the time is to go back. My friend Milton Block. He was a mentor. He was just a wonderful guy. To this day, I will sit at this desk and I'll say, how would Milton handle this?
Wow.
What I would say to someone, Tom, is that you need to clarify your thoughts. You've got all these ideas. You're excited. You're going to start a bakery. What do I have to do to be the best independent hardware store in Charlotte? I don't want to be in the chain. I want to handle specialty items that you can't get anywhere else. I want to have the quality materials. How do I do that? The first thing you got to do is sit down and clarify your own thoughts by organizing them and writing them down and having somebody else edit them who can contribute to your ideas. And then you go back to the chamber with your plan and say, look at this for me. And then you go back to the chamber and say, what are my opportunities to introduce myself and what I want to do? who are the people that I need to reach? Who are the people within this organization that are going to be interested in my product? Because that's what we're after. We want to be a resource in this community. Mm-hmm. We are a resource in this community. There's nothing I like better than walking in the door and seeing six high schoolers cross-legged on the floor of the gallery that have been sent in here on an assignment. Because it's one thing we do, we get the word out to the high schools and the private mm-hmm. schools and to the universities. We're a resource. Our files are open.
Oh, that's great.
We'll take the kids into the back room.
We'll pull other things out for them and let them have an experience.
So what's next for you? If you think about the next thing you could do with the chamber, I think you brought up an idea. How can we get the word out on this? I think one of you think.
Frankly, I'd like to be more involved in the chamber. I'd like to be on a couple of committees. And I think there are a lot of people like myself, and I'm not saying I'm the be-all and end-all, but there are a lot of people like me in this community who have a lot of experience and a lot of ideas mm-hmm. that are being underutilized. Hmm. And that's where I'd like to be able to contribute more. I'd love to sit on a 10 or 12 member committee and try to brainstorm and help.
I heard some themes today. Your business is a relationship business. That's what I heard you say.
It is.
I also heard trust.
Absolutely.
It's a big factor. And I heard having a mentor was very, very valuable to you.
Indeed.
And the last thing that I heard, and I think it's probably a good one for us to kind of close on, is the topic of initiative. Whether
yes.
it's taking the initiative to assemble the crickets in the backyard for the circus and then asking for the quarter, right? Or whether it's going to Bob boldly, quite frankly, and saying, I want to sit down with Bob and I want to give a piece of my mind.
That took a little guts on my part,
yeah.
frankly.
Yeah.
To have
yeah.
A, and I said, I want a one-on-one lunch with Bob Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob was delighted.
But not only did you do that, then you started doing the things that Bob said, let's do.
Yes.
Meeting people Bob said, let's meet. And
yes.
Donna as well. And then you'd say, yeah, I know you've been meaning to get together with me for a long time. How about Thursday at 5?
Yes. And that's the way I do it.
Well, this has been great for me. I appreciate the opportunity to sit down with you. And
you are welcome.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce Member Success Stories. Today we heard from Gerald Melberg, the founder of the Gerald Melberg Gallery, which is currently celebrating its 30th anniversary. Gerald shared his insights about starting a business, about how to connect with a chamber, and how to build that business over time. Specifically, he pointed out that we need to look for a good mentor, that our businesses are built on trust, that we need to look for opportunities to develop relationships, and it takes initiative. One thing he pointed out was that the chamber provides a place to meet others, but that as business owners, we need to take initiative to get to know those people. That the relationship development is cumulative. It happens over time, and that it's often a series of connections over several meetings and committees and activities that lead to business success. Please join us again next time for another Charlotte Chamber of Commerce member success story. For the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce, this is Tom Cooper, signing off.